Vayter in Shas Rindav Ches, picking up on Zayin Beis by the bottom of the page, five lines up from the bottom, V'amar Rav Ami, third to last word, fourth to last words. V'amar Rav Ami, Ma'idach Sev, what does it mean when it says in the Pasuk, Imkeah HaBarzel, V'hu Lo Panim Kilkal, if the iron is dull and one doesn't sharpen its edge, what does that mean? Imra Isa Rakia, Shekeah HaBarzel, if you see that there's a sky that's dull like iron, Milahuri Talamatar, meaning the fact that it's not bringing out dew and rain, it's because of the fact of the actions of the door of the generation. Shemikul Kulin, that they are Mikulkal, they're messed up. Shenemar, Vahulo Panim Kilkel, and he did not. It meaning the who, meaning the door, that generation, didn't call out to the face, the panim, meaning the face of Hashem, Kilkal, it's messed up. My takan nosam, how can he go ahead and why can he fix it up? Yizgabu b'rachimim, you should go ahead and they should increase their tefillah. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'chayolim yigaber. This is a continuation of the same pasuk, v'chayalim yigaber, and the soldiers should continue, should strengthen themselves. V'yisron hechsher chachma. But the yisro and the advantage of wisdom is greater. Kol shekein im huchshu maaseh meikar. How much more so if they would have gone on and fixed themselves originally, if they never would have gotten to this in the first place. Rashi says kol debalchein before they actually caused it to be that there's no rain. Reish Lakish Shalma, Reish Lakish says im roisa. If you see that you have a Talmud, beep, turn the page. Chesem enough. Shelimudu kashel of kabarzel. That is only as hard to him like iron. No, it's very hard for him to understand. He doesn't get what's going on. That's just a kashelo. Merov kushios. Mishil mishnas so shenis duruslo. All these questions, very hard for him. He doesn't have clarity in his learning. You know what the reason is? Mishil mishnas so shenis duruslo. Because his mishnah is not sadur. Because he doesn't have clarity in the basic building blocks of his learning. If you got the mishnah well and you learn the mishnah over and over and over again, then the gemara makes sense to you. But if not, then no. Shenemar is a pasuk says for hulo panim. Kilkal. The way this drush is understood is vehu lo, and the reason why he doesn't understand is because panim kilkal, he messed up the panim, meaning lefnim, the thing that comes first. He doesn't have clarity in the beginning. If you don't get clarity in the beginning, then you're not going to have clarity in the end. A major lesson in your learning. Ma'itekante, what you to do? Yarba bi yeshiva. He should increase his learning. Make sure he pushes it. Rashi says, she has diru b'nei yeshiva mishnasam, shenemer v'chayolim bein talmidim, shehein chayolos chayolos. So he should do is he should go ahead and get back down there and be masada. Everything. Put everything in order, get clarity, and get your learning in the right way, and then you're good. Shenemar is a pasuk says, v'chayelim yigaber, and the soldiers are going to be strengthened. And the same pasuk continuing, v'yisron hechsher chachma, the advantage of wisdom is greater. Kol shekeini mishnasa sedur l'meikara. How much more so if you would have done this originally, if you would have put everything in the right order, then everything would have worked out. Then what would you do? Have a masader masnise arboin zinim. Before you would go weiter, you'd make sure you learned the Mishnah 40 times. Can I get mem yom shenit the Torah? Can I get the 40 days that the Torah was given? Rashi says, then he would go to Yochanan to go learn. But he had to make sure that he had the base very strong. Rav Yochanan, then he would go in front of Rav Yochanan. Rav Adar bar Ava, Mesadam Esnise, Esav Arbatim, he would learn it 24 times. Can I get Tarnavi Mixuvim like Tanakh, which are 24 books of Tanakh? Va'ala Kamei de Rava, then he would come in front of Rava to go and learn the Gemara. Rava Amma, Rava says, Imre Yisit Talmud Shalim Dukasha Lov Kabarza. If you find there's a Talmud that learning to him is difficult and challenging, like iron, Bishul Rabo Sheino Masbir Lopanim. It's because of his Rebbe that doesn't show him a good face. He's not happy. He doesn't show him a Sefer Panim Yafos. Shenemar Vahu Lopanim Kilkal. Vehu lo, and he not, and the student doesn't get it, comma, because panim kilkal's Rebbe's face is not so nice. Maita kante, what should he do? How can you fix it? Yarba lov reyim, he should go and send a lot of different of friends. Rashi says lefayisim and shiyazbi lepanim. Send a lot of other tamidim of his buddies to go ahead to the Rebbe to give him a nice face. Shenemar Zepuzik says v'chayulim yigaber. That he should go and send out the troops or his friends to overcome this Rebbe, that he should be smiling or at least show him a nice countenance. Of Yisro and Hechsher Chachma, but again, the advantage of wisdom is greater. Meaning Kol Shekein Im Huchshu Maisa Bifnei Rava Meikara. Even more so, if he would have behaved in a way that his Rebbe would have been happy with him, and then never would have been this negative countenance, negative face. Oh, Va'amar Rav Ami. Rav Ami says, "Ma'idich Siv was me when it says in the pasuk." This is the very next pasuk in Qehelet we've been saying so far. We're doing 10-10, now we're doing 10-11. 10-11 wins. You give us 23 minutes.
If the snake bites because it wasn't charmed,
then the master of speech has no advantage. What does that mean? If you see a generation... Well, let me take this one step back and explain what's going on over there. The Rashi explains that, what does it mean when it says, "Im yishach anachash bo lachash," that the snake bites because it wasn't charmed and the master of speech has no advantage. It means to say that the snake charmer doesn't gain anything by going out and having people getting, by not stopping, right? He can go and get stopped the snake from biting people. And the fact that he doesn't do that, he doesn't gain anything. So too, if you have someone who's the leader of the generation and he doesn't go ahead and stop people from doing averos, he also doesn't gain anything. If you see that there's a generation, that the heavens become almost rusty. It looks rusty. Chaluda, Rashi says, Madim and Panim. It looks like a rust color. So you see that it becomes rusty and that it's not bringing any rain. Then, because the fact that they have Lochashe Lechishos, what does that mean? That means like we dive in Tefillah Balachash, Shmona Esrei, Tefillah. Rashi says, Lochashe Lechishos, Bishil She'ein Mispal in Tefillah Balachash. Because we find those people are lacking. People are not davening. What should they do? You should go to someone who knows how to go and daven. Lilchosh literally means like whisper. Lochesh is someone who speaks quietly. So we're talking about the Tefillah Balachash. That's what Shmona Esrei is called. The pasuk says, Yagid Alav Reyo. His friend should daven for him. So you should get someone who knows how to daven to daven. Now, pasuk goes on. And the end of it is, Ve'ein Yisron Labala Lashon. The master of speech, someone who knows how to daven, and he doesn't, so he doesn't gain anything. Someone has the ability to go into daven, and they don't do such a thing. They don't. What anah does he get from that? Let's say he goes in and he does daven, but he's not answered. Feels not answered. What should he do? How could he go in? We're talking about that there's no rain coming down, and nobody's davening. Then you get someone to daven, and still there's no rain. What should you do? You go to the pious one of the generation. The Yarba love the Tefillah, and he should go and should daven tremendously. Shenem is a pasuk says, but Yitzav Aleha b'mafgia. He commands, and because of that one which is davening, we saw the lesson yesterday. Mafgia meaning of Tefillah, so he commands, meaning what? He's commanding the rain to come because the person who's asking for it. V'im pegia el Tefillah, and pegia means Tefillah. Shenem as it says, va'ata al tespalo ba'ad hamazet. Don't daven for these people. Va'altisa ba'adam rino Tefillah. And don't go and bring tefillah for them. Ba'al tifka bi, and do not come and daven to me. Vim lachash also be other one. Say he goes and he davens, and it works. It starts to rain. Beautiful. Omega's daito love. And then he starts, because of that, to feel like a ba'al. He starts to feel haughty. He feels arrogant. Look at me. I davened, then it worked. Bam. So maybe afl olam. He goes and he brings anger to the world. Shenemar, as it says, mikne af al ole. He acquires anger. Al Ola, because he raised himself up. Rashi says that Mikna Af Al Ola, drop about seven lines up to the right. Right, Mikna Af Al Ola, Mikna Af Mi Shemegis Daitov Ola. Someone who becomes arrogant and he raises himself up. Rava Amar Shnei Talmidei Chacham Shoshim Biyachas. You have two Talmidei Chacham living in one city. They Nochen Zelze Balacha, and they don't go ahead and they don't have. They're not really working. They're not Noche. It's not pleasant. They don't work well together when it comes to the idea of halacha. The outcome of that is not so pleasant. Miskanin ba'afu mailan oso. They go ahead and they bring about anger. They bring it on themselves. Shenamar, as it says, mikne af or al mikne af al olah. They're going to bring it upon themselves. Amar Yish Lakish. What does it mean when it says in the pasuk, im yishuch anachash b'lo lachash? If a snake bites because it was not charmed, ve'in yisun l'bal lashon, and there's no, and the master of speech is no advantage. Lasid love, let's talk about in the future. Miskapsos ubos kol chayis hitz al nachash. All the animals are going to come to the snake. For Omar, they're going to say, Ari doris ochel. You have a lion that it goes in and it attacks and then it eats. Rashi says, miyad ve'inu misyari. Immediately it goes, attacks and eats. Ze'ev torif ochel. A wolf rips apart their food, and they go and they eat it. Rashi says, Shamolich lechorv, it brings it to its hole. Ochel sham, shemefachim inabriz, is scared of the other animals. Lekulin yeshlem hana. Each one of them get hana from the ways that they behave. Atama hana yeshlecha. What hana do you have when you go and you bite someone and you kill them through your bite? Rashi says, Sha'ata noshech b'nei adam hargan. You go and you kill them.
Rashi continues, "Who Omer my Yisun Labala Loshon Shemesaper Loshon Hara Afapish Ein Lohana." It goes on. The Gemara says, "Amar Lahem." He says, "Ve'ein Yisun." He says back, "Ve'ein Yisun Labala Loshon." There's no Yisun. There's no advantage for the Bala Loshon Hara. He goes and he does it though. It's like, what do you want from me? Look at that guy. He's not getting anything out of it, yet he still does it.
Amar Rabbi Ami, ain't tfilasa shel adam nishmas, elam kein mesim nafsha bekafo.
A person's tfila is not going to be heard, it's not going to be accepted, unless he goes ahead and he places his soul in his hands. Right? Means that, what does that mean? It means he's into it, he really is paying attention, he's connected. Shenemar, nisa levavenu el kapayim, let's lift up our hearts with our hands. And the fact that Gemara, Aini, is that really true? V'ha'okim Shmuel Amora Alei V'darsh. We know that Shmuel got up and he darshened and he said the following idea. He says, V'yifatuhu b'fihem.
He was the one who was at the speeches. He would go and he would pump it out that they could all hear it well. And it's a pasuk in Tehillim.
Pasuk says, V'yifatuhu b'fihem. They were mifata, they were charming with their mouths. V'bilshonam yichazvulo. And with their tongues, they lied. V'libam lo nachonimo, and their hearts weren't real, weren't true with him, weren't, Rashi says, ima kadosh baruch hu. Meaning they weren't being sincere in any of their tefillos. V'lo nemnu b'briso, and they weren't neman, they weren't trustworthy when it came to their bris or to their covenant. V'afal begin, even so, v'hu achu michaper avon, Hashem came along and he was mechaper them, he atoned for them. So what do you see? Even if you're not sincere, it still works. So you say I have to be sincerity. He says, g'mar lo kasha, kam b'yachid, kam b'tzibor. When you say I have to make sure they have the right heart with it, it has to be with a, when it's an individual. When you're talking by yourself, you better make sure you're having serious kavana. Kam b'tzibor, and that's with the tzibor, then even if you have less kavana, still it's going to be accepted. That's a very big point. People say, oh, what I just done by myself. It's a big deal to go ahead and make sure that you're done with the tzibor, because even if you're not paying attention and doing the right thing, still it's going to be accepted. The only reason why rain comes down is for people that are trustworthy. They're honest in their business. Shenemar, emes me'eret titzmach v'tzedek mishamayim nishkaf. Trust will sprout out from the land, and tzedek, charity, is going to come from the heavens. So when people are honest in their land, by over here in this world, then you have great stuff that's going to coming from the heavens. In other words, it's going to be rainy. It's going to be, let it rain.
Ravami comes in, he says, Borei, come and see, kama gedolim bali amana, take a look and see how great people that are trustworthy are.
Minayin, where do we see this? Michulda ubar. We learn it from a weasel and a bar and from a pit.
Where do we learn how great the people are that trust in Hashem? We learn it from the story of a weasel and a pit.
Rashi and Tosfos bring, a little bit more of the story, but a story about there was a girl who was walking down the road and she fell into a pit, and there was a boy who walked by and he came along and he said he's going to save her, but I'll tonight that they're going to get married. The girl said, no problem. And they said, okay, who's going to be the Edom of such a thing? And they said, it's going to be the weasel. There's a weasel there in a pit. They'll be the Edom that we're going to get married. So they ended up going ahead. They went and they lived their lives and they ended up getting married. The girl, she waited to get married, but the boy, he ended up going and marrying somebody else. Had two kids, two boys. And then what happened? One of them got killed by a chulda, by a weasel. And the other one fell into a pit and he died. And his wife said, what is pshat? Ma maisa zeh? Like, what's happening over here? That ma maisa huzeh? Shabbeneinu meisim b'misa meshuna, that they died in such a way. And he told her the whole story and said, okay, if that's the case, you better go ahead and marry her. They got divorced and he went ahead and he married her. So we say, we learn from a chulda and a bar. Uma hamayimin b'chulda a bar kach. If someone goes and they believe in, they give trust, their trust into the pit and the weasel, and this happens, hamayimin b'kodesh baruch hu al chasav b'kama. Someone goes and believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and puts their moon in Hashem, how much more so that for sure things are going to be working out. Amar Rav Yochanan, kol ha'masik hasatzmo milamata.
Rashi explains what that means is shemachshir u'makashid ma'isav. He says he's good, he's fine, his actions are wonderful. Matzdikin alav a din milmala. There's a din that goes up in Shemayim. Rashi says medaktik in imo. They're medaktik, they're very meticulous with them. I feel like kechut ha'sa'ar, even like the hair's breadth. Yosef mishailo. In order to go ahead, they're even kuchutzar yoser in a way that it should now they get judged over here in order that they don't have to get judged in the next world. Shenemar, emes me'eretz titzmach v'tzedek mishamayim nishkaf. truth will sprout from the ground, and tzedek will come from Shemayim, will look down from heavens. This is not a bad thing, it's a good thing. You work on yourself here, so then you get judged more meticulously, and that ends up being a good thing, because then you end up getting the punishment here, if there is any, and not upstairs. Rabbi Chiya bar Avin Amar Rav Huna, Mehacha, he learns it from the following, Uki yirasecha evrasecha. According to those who fear you is your anger. Rashi explains, Al mi shehu yare oscha, the one who fears you, ata machzik evrasecha kedei lamarek avonosov. In order to go and cleanse him from his sins, you turn the justice on him, the judgment, in a way that he gets it here and not in the next world. Reish Lakish Amar Mehacha, Reish Lakish said, comes from here. Pagata esos v'osei tzedek. Pasuk in Yeshayahu, that Pagata esos v'osei tzedek b'durachecha yiskaruchu. Yiskarucha. Heina tokav tzafta v'necheta bohem olam v'nivashea. You give the smackdown on those that are joyous and do and perform acts of tzedek, of righteousness. B'durachecha yiskarucho. However, what happened was that you're going to go, with the, even so, even getting the smackdown, you're going to be recalled in good and say, behold, you became angry because we did averus. But through them, through us going through pain, we're going to be saved in the world to come. Amar Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, kol ha-samech b'yisurin shabayim alav, anyone who's happy, who's joyous in the yisurin that come to them. Maybe Yeshua Olam, you bring a salvation to the world. Shenem, as the pasuk says, Bahem Olam V'nivashea. Through them the world is saved. Amar Ishla Kishmai Dechsev. What does it mean when it says in the pasuk? V'otzaris ha-shamayim. And he's going to hold back in the heavens that they're not going to get any rain. B'shal she-shamayim ne'etzarim milahorid. At the time when the Shamayim is held back from bringing down, we have here in the top right, Matar, it brings down, Doma le'isha she-mechabelis ve'ini yoledes. It's similar to a woman who's pregnant but doesn't give birth. Like the stuff is ready there, it's ready to go, but it doesn't come out. V'hainu damar yishlakash mishum bar kapora. Nemra atzir b'kshamim. It says atzar b'geshem. Nemra atzir b'isha. It says it by a woman as well. Beep, turn the page. Chesam Beis. When a woman's not giving birth, Nemar Atzir B'Isha, where does it say that there's Atzira holding back when by a woman? Shenemar Ki Otzur Otzar Hashem Ba'ad Kol Rechem. This is when Avimelech took Sarah, and all of them had a little bit problem with their Fishprachers because of that, and they got stopped up. Nemar Atzir B'Gishamim, it says also by Gishamim, Dechsev, V'Otzar Hashemayim. Nemar Leida B'Isha, it says giving birth by a woman, and Nemar Leida B'Gishamim, it says by Gishamim also. Nemar Leida B'Isha, Dechsev, it says V'Tar V'Teled Ben, and she became pregnant, and she gave birth to a child. Nemar Leida B'Gishamim, Dechsev, the book says Nishaya, Avolita V'Yitzmicha. It gave birth and sprouted. Nemar Pekida B'Isha, it says Pekida, like to remember by a woman. Nemar Pekida B'Gishamim. Nemar Pekida B'Isha, it says by a woman. Dechsev, as the pasuk says, V'Hashem Pakar Sarah. He remembered Sarah, and she gave birth. V'Nemar Pekida B'Gishamim. Dechsev, as the pasuk says, in Tehillim, Pakarati Ha'aretz V'Tishokekeha. Remember, you remember the earth and watered it. Rabbas Ta'ashrena Peleg Elukim Mali Mayim. You enriched it abundantly from Hashem's pool filled with water. My Peleg Elukim Mali Mayim. What does it mean, God's pool filled with water? Tana, kimin kuba yesh birakia. There's a kuba that's in Shamayim, this chamber that's up there in Shamayim. There's tons of water in it. Shemimene gishavim yotzim. That from there, that's where the rain comes. Rashi says, ohel mali mayim. It's full of water, and the rain comes from there. Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani. What does it mean when it says in the pasuk, im leshevet im le'artzo, im lechesed yamtzieyu. He makes rain come. It is for a ra, Oh, yeah. Whip out the old green monster for this one. Whether for punishment or for the benefit of his land or for kindness, he may supply it. Im l'shevet, when it says the shevet, meaning as some sort of punishment, then beharim u'begavos, the rain is going to come. Important to understand, Rashi says, im l'shevet, im gazak ha'kadosh baruch hu rov gishamim l'ra, it's going to come in very intense. Shemaka b'koach. V'chazu b'tshuva. But what happens to people with the tshuva? Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu reading is Elaharim v'gavos makom she'ein sham ish, and he puts down on the places with the mountains and the hills where there's nobody there. B'harim v'gavos im l'chesed. What happens im l'chesed? Rashi says, aval im l'chesed she'ridin b'nachas yamtzieu la'artzo la'eretz Yisroel. If it's meant to be gentle type of rain, then yamtzieinu yamtzieihu la'artzo besadus v'krom. Hashem is going to make the rain that's going to come to his land, meaning Eretz Yisrael, on fields and on crumb, on vineyards. Im l'shevet, if it's meant to be like a shevet, by the way, what translates is punishment, but shevet is like a stick or a staff or a rod, something where you give the smackdown. Im l'shevet l'ilanos, but then what happened to the tshuva, then it goes to the trees. It can be able to handle it. Im l'artzo l'zroim, but if it's supposed to be in the land, then it's come in the plants. Im l'chesed, emtzieu boros sichin uma'oros. If you're meant to be very, for chesed, for kindness, then it's all going to fill up all these different caves and openings and cisterns and wells to be able to have the water. Bimei Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni have a kafna umosana. During the times of Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni, there was a terrible matzav going on over there. There was a famine in the land, and there was also a plague going on that was killing people. Army, they said, hey, can have it. What should we do? Nibi Rachmi Atarti, should we go ahead and should we ask for mercy on both of them? Rashi says, Lo ba'inin Rachmi Adadi. As the Gemara spells out, Lo Efshar, we can't go ahead and we can't ask for two things because it doesn't work like that. Eloli ba'i Rachmi Amosana. So what should we do then? Let's go ahead and daven that we should get rid of this plague. The kafna nispa, and then we're going to deal with the fact that there's a famine over here and we'll try to survive it. Amalu Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni, Nibay Rachmi HaKafta. No. Daven does get rid of the famine. Chiyoiv Rachmana Sova L'chayu D'yoiv. Because when a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives Sova and he gives Soveya, when he wants to give out lots of stuff, he only gives it for life. The chesiv, as the pasuk says, "Posech esedecha umaspi alechol chay ratzon." He opens up his hand and he gives everything that's living. So if you go ahead and you get him to stop the famine, then you're also going to survive this terrible plague. L'chayim below the Rashi says that the chiyoyv rachmana sova l'chayu the yoyv l'chayim for life below the meisim the enu mevi sova kedei lahamis bnei adam el kedei sheyichu. It doesn't make sense to give him abundance and then have them die. Now what's pshat of you that they're only going to ask for one thing? Want to ask for two? Minolin delo matzlina latarti. Why don't we go and daven to save two things? Because the pasuk says, this is talking about when the Jewish people come back from Bavel, Ezra goes ahead and they're on the way to Yerushalayim and they're davening over there. It says, Vanatsuma Vanivaksha Melokenu Alzos. They fasted and they daven for Hashem about this. They say about this means to exclude something else. So they say they daven for one thing, you don't ask for two things. At the same time, they said in Eretz Yisrael, the Rav Chagai, that they learned from the following pasuk, and that is in the pasuk in Daniel. The Daniel speaking to the people with them, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, to daven that they could understand. Nebuchadnezzar had a dream, and they were trying to get the explanation of the dream. So it says, "Verachemin lemivei min kadam elah shemaya al raza dana," and they request mercy from Hashem of the heavens about this secret. Mechlad yachriti. Sounds like there was another one about this secret as opposed to a different one. B'mei Rav Zera gazak zera. In the times of Zera, there was a decree against the Jewish people. And of a gazed the lo meisav l'panisa, and there was a gzeir that they weren't allowed to fast. Rashi says the lo boi the leisi bracha leolam b'shvilan. They don't want bracha to come to the world because of the Jewish people, so they're not even allowed to fast. Amalur of Zera. Rav Zera says nikable ilavan or lechibat el gzeir leisvei. Let's be mekabel upon ourselves that we're going to fast, and then when this gzeir is over, then we'll actually do it. Rashi says that we should take upon ourselves yomi tanisa mishum kabbalah mahani lan ketanisa v'chibat el gzeir avdinalu. Even the kabbalah itself that we're going to fast, that'll be as if we actually did fast, and then we'll go out and we'll fast when we have the opportunity. Amalei say minolana milacha. How do you know that this is so? That just taking upon yourself as if that it actually works. Amalu, he said back to him, Dichsev, what do you mean? We have a pasuk in Daniel. Vayomer elai al tira Daniel. The Malach said, do not be afraid, Daniel. Ki mayoma rishon asher nasata es libecha lahavin ulasanos lefnei alokecha nishma derecha. From the first day that you set up that you are going, you rekabel, that you're going to go ahead and understand, and you're going to fast in front of Hashem, then everything was already accepted. It was as if you already did it. Rashi says, alma mishakiba alav nishma dvar. From the moment that he accepted it, it was already hurt. Amr Rav Yitzchak, afilu shanim kishnei Eliyahu. Even if you have times of during the days of Eliyahu and Navi, where there was a lot of, where Rashi says, but me'achav shaya olam tzarech l'gisham, they needed rain. They said, im yeh shanim ha'ila talam matar, kiyim l'fi dvari. We learned this psukim earlier. Even a place where there's no rain, v'yardu g'shamim ba'arv Shabbos, but it starts raining in Erev Shabbos, and in Elisim and Kalala. You say, wow, it's raining, Baruch Hashem. And he says, no, it's a simon kalala to rain Erev Shabbos. Why? Rashi says, because b'nei adam tzichim l'achsar b'shuk l'kno suda Shabbos. People have to go to the shuk, they have to go and buy their stuff for Shabbos, and therefore if it rains, it doesn't end up being good, it's bad. Haimli dama rabba b'rishil is what it means. It says, kasha yom de mitra ki yom de dina. A day of rain is as hard as a day of judgment. Simply as Rashi
Rashi puts it because she'ain b'nei adam yichom lasa tzarchem, they're able to do their needs. And Rashi goes on, kiyom adedina, she'ini v'chamishi, she'miskapsin b'nei adam ladunim chavreyen kitakonas Ezra. Ezra set up that the Beis Din should meet on Mondays and Thursdays. And then I have she'yesh homos akolos v'ashvos b'yom g'shamim kiyom adin. Erev Shabbos, Kol Shekein Dekashi Mitra. And just like there's a lot of noise going on by Yom by Dinim, so too that's the rain that's making all the noise here. And Erev Shabbos, Kol Shekein, that it's going to be difficult to have rain. Amar Ameimar, Ilo Detzarech Libriyasa. If it wasn't necessary to have rain, we would ask, we would daven, we would get rid of it. Rashi said, we read this Kishamim. Shetarchim B'nei Adam, B'nei Michon, let's just love it. People aren't able to go and come so simply, so easily, therefore, they would daven to get rid of it. V'yamar Rav Yitzchak, Shemesh b'Shabbos, Tzedakah l'aniyim. When it's sunny on Shabbos, that is a tzedakah for the poor people, right? They get to enjoy the fact that they have the sun. As he says, Shemis Adonin ba, v'noach lahem yom borer, u'mechamim ba b'yom atzina. It's something which is great and warm and delicious. Shemar, v'zarcha lachem, yirei shemi, Shemesh tzedakah marpei. A charitable sun will shine for you who fear my name. With healing. Another vault from Rav Yitzchak. Gadol Yom Gesham Shafila Pruta Shabakisma Rechesbo. How great is a day of rain? Even if you have a pruta in your pocket, it gets mvurach, it gets blessed. Meaning, what does this mean? This means even things that don't need rain. Rashi says, "Afilu ma'isi adayim she'enem tzrichem l'gshamim b'sparchem." Things that don't need rain get blessed. Shemar, as the pasuk says, "Lasis mitayar tzachabito ulavarich." It's called ma'isi adecha. It says that you're going to give rain in its time. It's a pasuk in Devarim. And saying that what Lot says, all your stuff is going to get blessed. So I'm Rav Yitzchak, ain't a bracha mitzuya, ela b'davish asamim in ayin. Bracha only rests in a place, in something, in an area which is hidden from the eye. Shemar, as the pasuk says, Yitzav Hashem yitcha es habracha ba'asamecha. Hashem is going to command the bracha on you in your asamecha, which means in a place which is not seen. Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael, Ein Abracha Metzuya, Ela B'davish Ein B'Eshen Ayim Shaletes Bo. Bracha only rests in a place where the eye is not ruling over it. Shenemar, as it says, Yitzav Hashem Itcha, as a bracha ba'asamecha, in a place where it's not seen, in a place which is hidden and closed. And be careful with that. And people go out and they flash their kind of stuff out there. You really want to make the blessing. You want to get that blessing. You got to hide. Tana Rabbana, Nichas Lamud El Zgarno. A person goes ahead and they want to measure their goren, their stuff, their storehouses, all the stuff that they have in it. Omer, they first say, Yiratzom Fanecha, Hashem Elokeinu, Shetishach Baracha B'Masayedin. Hashem, please send Baracha to my work of our hands. Hichol Lamud, once he starts going and checking, Omer, he says, Baruch HaShalech Baracha B'Kriya Zeh, blessed is the one who gives blessing on this. Madar V'Charkach Berich, but what happens if we first measure it, and then he made the Baracha, he's a Tefillah Shav. This is a Tefillah Shav. Why? Rashi explains, he's a Tefillah Shav. V'shuv en Baruch HaNechneses Ba, Baruch doesn't fall upon it. Right? Because it's already done. You don't give an opportunity for it to work. Lefishena bracha mitzuya. Lo b'davar ha-shakol, not something which is weighed. V'lo b'davar ha-mod, not something which is measured. V'lo b'davar ha-mono, and something which you count. Elo b'davar ha-samim minayin, something which is hidden from the eye. You count all your money, you say, Hashem, I hope there's more money here. You don't give it an opportunity for God to slip in the cash over there. Right? So therefore, you have to go ahead and make sure that it's some way, sheni yodei haschum. A person can be responsible in their finances and making sure that things more or less make sense, but don't be too exacting because they don't give an opening for Hashem to be able to give the bracha. Kibbutz giyoso tzedaka parnes simen. Okay, that's our simen for what we're about to do. Amar Yochanan, God yom ha'kshamei, how great is the day of rain? Kiyom kibbutz galios, like the Jewish people are coming back on the way back from the exile. Shenem, the pasuk says, Shuva Hashem es shviseinu ka'afikim ba'negev. Returning is like afikim in the desert. Ve'in afikim elamatar. So coming back from Golus is like afikim and ain afikim elamatar. What's afikim? Kafikim bayim is it's rain. It's water that comes from rain. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Vayiro afike yam, and they saw the water of the ocean that appeared. So we see that it's a modern day. It's like a waterfall. V'yamar Rav Yochanan, Gadol Yom Gesham, so great is the day of rain. Shefil Gyosas Poskas Bo, even the armies stop marching. Rashi says Chayarot, all the soldiers. Kashayomer Avet Talmei Aretz Begeshem Yad Gedudim Nochen Kila Kaman. They stop. They don't continue on their missions because it's too muddy and rainy. Shenemar Tilamea Rave Naches Gedudea. Saturate her furrows. Rest her legions. Another one from Rav Yochanan. Eina Gesharm Netzar and Ela Beshvil Poske Tzedaka Barabim. Rain is only held back because people that go ahead and they say they're going to give money and they don't end up giving the money. Vein Nostin. They don't actually pay up. You pledge, but you don't pay. Rashi says, L'shem So it makes sense. A person is going to say himself, I'm going to give tzedakah and they don't give. But it means they're doing a public thing. And very often, person will say they're going to give, but they forget or they decide not to or wherever it is. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Nesim v'ruach v'geshem oyen, clouds and wind, but no rain. Ish mishalel b'matas shaker. When a person is praised for his giving, his false giving. Right? You said you're going to give and you didn't actually end up giving. Okay, we're going to read this next line, but we're probably going to start with it anyways. It's good. Let's try to turn the page. From Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, "My dechsev." What does it mean when it says in the pasuk, "Beep, turn the page." That's Amud Aleph. Aser to aser. That you should give off meiser. Aser to aser. Why the double terminology? Aser bishvil shetis asher. You should give meiser in order that you become rich. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.